to see you at the show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here in the studio, actually, literally, truthfully, in the studio.
Physically.
With Linda Evans.
Hi. How are you doing?
Welcome to see you at the show. When I listen to that music now, it really makes me excited because shows are actually going on now. Like, I think it got us through the pandemic just thinking, like, yeah, there's stuff that's going to go on. We're going to carry on. We're going to find ways to stay involved and to bring theater to people in new ways. But now we're actually getting to be in the studio ourselves and actors and
it feels art very makers hopeful.
Are able to get in the theaters.
Yep.
Sometimes. Some theaters are, some theaters aren't, which is kind of interesting.
With differing success and differing things. I mean, there was a COVID delay or cancellation in Danville recently.
Multiple, right? Because wasn't there one of the Evil Deads also that got canceled?
That was a while. That was early on in the pandemic, I think. Yeah. I don't think any of the recent ones were.
I guess if we're going to talk about Danville, we might as well have the guy from Danville talking with us about Danville.
Yes.
Welcome back to See You at the Show, Paul Strain. How are you, Paul?
I'm well. I'm very happy to be here in person as well.
I should have asked if you had like intro music. We should ask guests if they want intro music.
Right.
Totally unnecessary.
Really? What would it be, though, if you were going to have intro music?
I don't know. Probably something Oingo Boingo, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Great
choice.
To kind of continue this line of thought, though, about how some theaters are back and some theaters aren't. One thing, when we talk later about other theater that's going on in town, and there's the Heartland Theater Company. They did their Five Hot Shorts, which is all a virtual production. And the president of Heartland Theater Company gives an intro, which we might play later, about how they hope to be back in the theater. And then similarly here in high school, we have we had Unity High School doing Theory of Relativity, and they did 6 live shows, and then Champaign Central did Theory of Relativity. They did 1 show, Parents Only, and then it's going to be coming up this weekend on live streaming. And it was completely masked.
Right, but Unity, were they masked?
I don't know,
but
there was not an audience mask requirement, so I would be shocked if the cast was masked.
Right.
But anyway, so I think this all just, we're in the transition zone, mm-hmm. just like we see walking down the streets. Some people feel one way about something and other people don't. But we've been to the theater in Danville. Mm-hmm. We went to see You Are Perfect, and that was in the Catherine Randolph Theater, where Red Mask Players makes their home. Now, Paul, you are here. One of the main and exciting reasons is you have a directing opportunity coming up, and it's through Red Mask. Why don't you tell us what you have going on?
Yeah, so Red Mask is doing a special fundraiser in the Fisher Theater. It's their first time doing a play in that space. And we are doing Our Town. We actually started rehearsing before the pandemic.
Oh, wow.
Like a lot of shows, and had to shut down. We rehearsed virtually for a number of weeks before we finally made the decision to pull the plug. And once things kind of calmed down, we recast a couple roles and got back at it and started meeting in person and have a full cast and are ready to go in June.
Our town has a pretty big cast, doesn't it?
It does. There's 18 or 20 characters. Some of what I call our extras, people that are just going to be in, in the wedding scene, in the funeral scene. I think I can say that without giving it away.
Yeah, most people are familiar with Our Town.
We haven't even called them to rehearsal yet. You know, they won't. Right. They won't come till later on. So we're not really having everybody there at once yet.
Okay.
But fortunately, my entire cast is vaccinated.
Nice.
So it is a joy to work again in a space without masks and just act and direct. I never thought that would be a strange and new thing, but it is. three performances. We'll do a Friday and a Saturday matinee. Friday night, Saturday matinee, Saturday night.
And that's going to be the weekend of June 28th, I think.
June 25th and 26th.
Okay, great. And so...
it's going to be at the Fisher Theater.
Correct.
And was it always going to be at the Fisher, even back pre-COVID?
Yes. Yes. I've wanted to do Our Town at the Fisher for a long time.
That's a great space.
I was on the Vermilion Heritage Foundation board back when the Fisher was still a crumbling mess.
Well, congratulations. It's beautiful
thank
now.
Thank you. Thank
it's beautiful.
You. I kind of saw it through to the start of the renovation and then went, hey, this is happening. I'm done. This is what I want to see happen. So
right.
See you guys later. But yeah, it's I can't tell you what a thrill it is to be in that space and have it almost finished, you know, finished looks-wise and structurally. There's still a lot left to do, but
right.
it's a place where you can put on a show and not worry about plaster dust falling on your head anymore.
Right. I saw Bright Star there. That was first thing.
That was the first thing in
the first
renovated
thing I'd seen
theater.
In it the was. Renovated theater.
Yeah, it was, as a Danvillian, you know, and a longtime theater person there, it was really important to me that the first full musical there be a DLO musical and the first full play there be a Red Mass play. Mm-hmm. I thought that was important to set that, I don't know, precedent or whatever, but I thought that's the way it should be. DLO's gone on to form a pretty strong partnership with the Fisher. We'll do things like decorate for movies for them and anything else we can do to help them out.
Well, your new amazing space basically backs right into the Fisher.
Yeah,
yeah, it's so close.
We can open the garage door in our space and trundle things down the alley to the garage door in their space. And I cannot wait for the first strike. It's going to be so easy.
Yeah, it was when Linda and I went to Danville, was it in the summer probably, that you had your open house, like
yeah.
maybe
right.
June or July or something? Yeah. And we, at the time, like right before COVID, we'd been working with some theater groups in Champaign about space, for looking for extra mm-hmm. rehearsal space, new rehearsal spaces, and we're just like striking out at so many turns. And then when we saw what DLO had come up with, this was like a beautiful vacant, like a old used car dealership. Is that what it was?
It was originally back in the early 1900s. It was a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Early 1900s.
Yeah.
So it's like it's 100 plus.
Oh, yeah. For
wow.
sure.
And there's so much space. Have you done a lot to it since we've seen it during the open house?
You would not recognize
myself
today. We've put in thousands of volunteer hours, creating new spaces, creating our rehearsal space. Leveling the floor upstairs.
Oh, nice.
I know when you were there, you probably noticed that it kind of looked a little bit like the ocean.
Right.
It is. I can tell you it's flat to within 3/8 of an inch all the way across now.
Wow.
So
that's more than just time. That's like expertise and materials and that's.
And during COVID, which is amazing that you were able to work on it. So are you going to have another open house to show what's been done?
We are not yet moved in, unfortunately. We're getting really, really, really close, though, to moving out of our other two spaces and into the new space.
Right.
So we're definitely striking shows into the new space so we don't have to move it twice.
Right. For our listeners who aren't familiar with Danville, can you explain the difference between, because there's kind of a lot of theater going on in Danville and a lot of different groups. Can you explain the difference between DLO and the Fisher Theater and Red Mask and...
Sure.
Yeah.
Danville's always been a very theatrically oriented town, very arts oriented town.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Red Mass Players, which has their own venue at the Catherine Randolph Theater. They do 3 or 4 plays a year and kids shows in the summer and late spring. We have DLO Musical Theater, which I'm president of. We have normally done 3 shows a season plus kids shows in the summer. Recently, we branched out into doing a youth show and a teen show in the summer.
Oh, nice.
For the last 5 or so
because
years.
You had enough kids that were interested? That
oh, absolutely.
Wow, that's absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah.
When we turned away, we had a show that we had a lot of people try out for and had to turn away a lot of them. And a lot of the really talented younger kids weren't getting a shot at lead roles
that
they kind of deserved
mm-hmm.
because the older kids were there.
Right.
So when we split those up, you get more opportunity for more kids to have bigger parts.
Right.
Is kind of what the impetus was. That's our niche. Well, we do musicals. Our primary venue is now the Fisher Theater.
Mm-hmm.
We used to kind of go wherever we could,
mm-hmm.
Which was mainly the high school and the Bremer Auditorium at DAC, and sometimes other places like Harrison Park Clubhouse in Danville. And then we have the Dark Horse Theater Group, which is kind of our avant-garde, modern, more risky shows.
Sure.
And they perform in various venues and have done a number of shows and have become pretty successful in their own right.
And they're the group that does Evil Dead out at Kickapoo?
That's correct. They did Evil Dead at Kickapoo.
Did you go see that?
I did.
Did you sit in the splash zone?
I did not.
Have you seen it before? That sounds like a regular thing that they do.
They did it last October, not the COVID October, but the one before that.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I saw it then too. Yeah, uh-huh. It's a hoot.
What's the venue like at Kickapoo? How do they do that?
So there's an open air building, and they kind of close in three sides with tarps and build a stage on one side. It's a very large building. I think they probably seat, if I had to guess, 50 or 60 seats in there.
Okay.
And the stage is sizable in terms of, you know, a small building stage. It's probably, if I had to guess, I'd say 6 by 16 maybe.
Mm-hmm. So they bring a stage in?
Yeah.
And so it's elevated?
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
They borrow our platforms from DLO to build the stage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. There's a big sharing community in theater in Danville. Everybody borrows everybody else's stuff.
That's great.
So, and that's part of our bylaws and part of our culture at DLO is we have amassed this great amount of stuff because we've been around for so long, you know, and our goal is to build up theater everywhere we can in the community. So we'll loan out our sound equipment and our sound expertise and our flats and platforms and anything we can to help further the cause in the community.
That's great. Yeah, now that you have your own space, are you going to let the other groups, or, you know, is there a sharing of the space at all too?
So I'm rehearsing Our Town in our new space.
Nice.
But that's kind of, you know, unofficial. But we've had that discussion. We will certainly make it available for other groups.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, given our schedule next year, we're going to be in it an awful lot.
Right.
Rehearsing. Throughout the summers, when we started rehearsing kids' shows, we had rehearsals in a space of hours every single day because we had two shows going at once. And it's our goal to replicate that this fall because we're going to have kind of two shows very close together that we'll both be rehearsing at the same time. So everybody will be in the space. But yeah, we've discussed, you know, make it available for dance classes, for a local dance person and for other groups to use. Yeah.
Nice.
The only caveat might be that it will be very low cost, but it might not be free anymore.
Right, because you have costs. Yeah, yes, right. That's understandable.
And so right now, are the summer shows already rehearsing? The Frozen Junior and what is the other one? Hairspray.
Hairspray, yeah. They are both rehearsing in our center stage location.
Okay. And Hairspray is being directed by Lisa Strain, your wife.
That's correct.
How is that going so far?
So far it's going very well. You know, we had the usual challenges casting Hairspray that one has when we put on Hairspray. But we have some amazing talent, you know, in lead roles. Some kids that have been performed over here, like Laramie Ziegler, Thomas Strain, Jerry Strain. I'm really excited to see it. I really am.
What role is Jerry playing?
Jerry's playing Edna again.
Oh, great. Oh, I think I might have seen him celebrating that on Facebook, actually. And in fact, one of the reasons that I first really got interested in Danville Theater was when I saw Jerry in Beauty and the Beast with Emmy Daniels.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were magic. And I knew Emmy, and I didn't know Jerry when I got to talk to him. And then I figured, I wonder, you know, I didn't know that much about theater in Danville, so I started following it more closely. And then I think you and him came in and talked on the show probably in the first couple months.
Yeah.
Before you were
I was involved, right.
Yeah, so
anyway, so it is really exciting for us to see and how the theater groups work together there, because I think that's something in Champaign. And one of the reasons that I started the show was because there wasn't much of a coordination or centralized effort by the theater groups. And I think that's one thing that's happening here more now. I think especially like during COVID, during a kind of like a joint effort by the theaters to try to make more outreach into minority communities and BIPOC involvement in theater. And so I think that's kind of been an opportunity for us. But I look at the way that all the groups support each other in Danville. I see a lot of like cross-promotional stuff on social media, which is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the social media game of Red Mask Players is really strong. They do like a meet the cast almost every day for mm-hmm. every cast member. Even stage manager gets their day
yep.
in the sun. So that's a that's
which
a really
they should
great model.
Because stage managers are so important. So yeah,
right. I know.
Yeah.
But so I think that's something is for you as a Station Theater board member should think about.
Yeah.
Social media.
We've talked about that in the past. And when I produce a show, I usually do something similar. But yeah, it's always fun to see what other groups are doing and learn from you guys. And it's nice that actors can go back and forth. We're so close that, you know,
yeah.
Danville people have been in shows here and vice versa. So it's nice.
Yeah. Are all the Our Town people from the Danville area?
No. We have Rodney Woodworth is a stage manager.
Yeah, I heard
he's
that.
He's well known over here.
Yeah.
Very well known.
Yeah. He's a good friend of mine.
Matt Hester, who has acted over here, is our editor Webb.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Weber, who I know teaches in Urbana,
right.
is our Doc Gibbs. And everybody knows Craig Smith. Craig is right. our Simon Stimson.
Oh, nice, nice. Great. Yeah. Well, we'll have to come check it out. Are you? So since everybody's been vaccinated, you're rehearsing without masks. Are mm-hmm. you going to perform without masks as well?
That is our intent.
Okay, yeah. And what about people who are coming to watch? So are the patrons supposed to stay masked, or are they going to be socially distanced?
I don't know.
Okay.
In the past, it has been the Fisher Theater policy to ask patrons to seat socially distanced.
Okay, yeah.
I assume
so that's pretty much...
I assume that will hold.
A Fisher Theater rule.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, at the Catherine Randolph, when we went to see You Are Perfect, we were seated in... targeted in a specific seats, like they yeah. walked us to our seats, and I felt pretty comfortable with that.
And they even did temperature checks mm-hmm. before we went in,
yeah.
and we were supposed to stay masked at least until we got to our seats. We stayed masked the whole time. I think most of the patrons did.
But so. I think we're still at the point where none of the champagne companies have anything in the works for live theater yet.
Well, except for Kenny Chumbly's.
Except, why don't you talk about Kenny Chumbly's?
Well, I'll talk about it next week because I think maybe we'll have somebody on.
All right, but that doesn't mean you need to like treat it like a secret. What's Kenny Chumbly
it's
doing?
It's a secret.
It's not a secret. There's a GoFundMe
I've talked about it here. Yes, there's a GoFundMe page if you want to support a completely new Kenny Chumbly is a playwright in town. And he wrote The Kingdom of Dreams, which is a Wizard of Oz-esque type show. It's its own thing. It also has like characters that you wouldn't see in Wizard of Oz, like Mary Poppins and other characters like that. I was assistant directing, but I had to step down because my life is a little bit crazy right now. But it's
fully cast.
It's fully cast, and so Rodney exciting. Woodworth is going to be in that as well.
Yeah,
and they've already done their table read, and they're starting rehearsals. So, but we'll have them come in and talk more about that.
Yeah,
and it's going to be at the Parkland Theater. So we'll talk about more later.
And so with the DLO, we're talking with the president of DLO, Paul Strain, who's putting on a show with Red Mask Players, Our Town, in Danville, coming up at the end of June. And then DLO also has Hairspray, which is going to be July 23rd through the 25th. That's a children's musical. No, Frozen Jr. is the 23rd to the 25th.
Correct.
And then Hairspray is the next week, it looks like. And so those are both just one weekend shows?
Yes. Yep.
And those are also at the Fisher Theater. Wow.
That is correct.
What an experience for those kids.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I can't even describe standing on that stage and looking out into that auditorium. It's, you know, it's where I saw Star Wars, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's pretty special to me.
Well, that's an interesting parallel because we have the Virginia Theater here, which has been nicely redone, and that's where I first saw Star Wars, but I have not acted at the Virginia.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I got to get me
on that stage. You've got to get on the Virginia stage.
Yeah.
Well, I did Joseph at the Fisher Theater way back when it was still a heap in 2003, 2002, somewhere around then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there was no air conditioning and it was 150 degrees in July.
Gosh.
Wow.
But it was still...
It's still a magnificent, magnificent building. Yeah. I love older buildings. So, and it's neat how Danville's kind of, that strip there is kind of becoming like an art, or becoming more of an artistic kind of cool place to be.
There is a goal, you know, that's spoken among circles, and some of them loudly, that, you know, the arts can revitalize downtown.
Yeah.
We've already shown that it can bring people downtown regularly that would not have come there before. So our hope is to build a little arts enclave there in that corner of downtown and help revitalize the area.
Yeah, I love the local businesses that are popping up. And a friend of mine owns a food truck, and they park over there. Yeah. So, yeah, it's great.
It's such an easy drive to get there from Champaign. Mm-hmm. It's definitely worth it, and I think...
You can do it in 28 minutes.
Legally?
Especially if you're late for a radio show spot.
That's right.
It can really make it fast. All right, well, thank you so much for coming in, Paul. It's always good to talk to you. Your family is just doing outstanding work. I can't wait to see.
Yeah, we're going to try to make as many
Jerry
as
and
we
Hairspray.
Can.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait. Not just for Jerry, but partially for Jerry, but for all the actors in that show in the lead roles are pretty special. Our Motormouth is going to bring the roof off of the Fisher Theater.
Oh, wow.
Just can't wait.
That's great.
Before I run away, you know, I'd like to officially announce on your show first. You've heard
Ooh.
It here first.
I need music for that.
Our next season for DLO is Bridges of Madison. I'm sorry, let me go in order. Mamma Mia in the Fall, which was in rehearsal before the pandemic. Elf as our Christmas time show, mm-hmm. not exactly slotted for a date, but November or December.
And that's a musical, right?
Elf the musical, absolutely.
Right. Okay. And directed by
Jerry Strain.
And this is his first musical directing debut?
Yeah.
Has he directed?
He has.
Yeah, okay.
Bridges of Madison County is our winter show in the February slot there before Valentine's Day. And Fiddler on the Roof is our spring show.
Great.
So we have a full slate for next year.
And so, like, is that the order in which they're going to be happening?
Yes.
And when is Mamma Mia up then?
First weekend in October, I believe. First or second weekend in October.
All right. So probably auditions is very late summer, like July-ish?
Pretty soon, yeah.
Pretty soon?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was cast before the pandemic.
Oh, right.
We'll probably have to recast some roles.
Right.
My assumption is, I don't know for sure,
mm-hmm.
but we'll certainly announce that if we do.
Yeah, well, I mean, that show packs the house. I mean, we had every single show at the station was sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a small space, but still, that was a lot of fun.
A lot of people like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be auditioning for it?
I don't think so. No? Bridges of Madison County? Maybe.
Yeah.
But not so much. Mama
you guys are super busy over there in Danville. That's exciting.
It is. It really is. Part of it's, you know, completely self-serving. We have a new building that we need to help pay for. And
right,
need
sure.
to raise money for. You
sure.
know? So there's that. You know, not that we're in trouble by any sense. We've been incredibly lucky financially from stewardship over the last, you know, 10 or 15 years.
Great.
But we are going to have expenses going forward that we didn't have before. So
sure, and everybody's itching to get on stage, I'm sure.
Yes,
you know,
they are.
After a year of not being on there.
Yep.
So that's great.
All right.
Well, that was exciting to get the show, to get the season announced.
Yeah.
That's a first.
And as we get closer to the shows, we'll definitely have people on from Danville to come in and
Absolutely.
Talk to us.
Definitely reach out to us anytime you want to get something promoted. Especially when the theater game is so not yet happening
right
here. And hopefully you will inspire us all to do more, or else we'll just have to hit the road for auditions and put some miles on the car.
So. And we have Champaign people in our shows all the time.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
Yeah.
Great.
You should audition for something.
It's about time, isn't it?
It is about time. Yeah.
All right.
It's on.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
So the other, as I mentioned earlier, that tomorrow and Saturday at 7 p.m. is Champaign Central's Theory of Relativity. And I got to see that last week with that.
Because it was starring Wade Schacht.
It was one of the things, everybody in that show is
amazing.
Is a star.
Yeah.
And so it's got a great cast. I'm just looking at all the names. They're people that we've seen in high school productions and in CPD productions for years.
Right. And one of the, I mean, several of them are seniors that we might not see for a while.
That's right.
Yeah. So you definitely want to check this out. I know Josiah's graduating or graduated, and Alina. And
you always just say first name, Jenna. So everybody's just
everybody like knows everybody first name basis.
Well, right, especially those are pretty unique first names. I think anybody who knows anything about theater knows the names that you mentioned. Yes, and those are one name says it all sorts of talented
right.
people.
There's plenty of seniors that you need to definitely. If you weren't going to check it out, you should check it out at least to see them for their last central. Play.
And we saw Urbana do Theory of Relativity in the fall of 2019, and it's just
so long ago. It feels like now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Well, the last year didn't happen really. Right?
I know. Yeah.
And.
But I was blown away. I loved it.
Yeah, and they actually their show was going to go on and perform on a national level, were it not for COVID.
Yeah, they did a great job.
One of the things that's unfortunate about kids when something gets canceled, they don't get a chance to run it back.
Right.
And so, but Champaign Central, in their case, they only get to perform it once. And then that was it.
Right.
I think that returning to regular runs of shows will be so great, because as nice as it is to do something, put it out on Zoom, have it online, that's just a one and done. And that's kind of an empty feeling as an actor, I think.
I'm going to bring up the seniors. I feel really strongly for them that, I mean, they did get to perform, which is great, but it's so hard for that to be their last year, to be a COVID year and not really have a theater that they would normally have had.
Though, than being a senior last year.
Sure,
I guess they got
yes.
most of a year in.
Right.
But
still, yeah,
there
last
were some
year was
big
tough
shows
too.
That were going to happen that didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Central was doing Clue. I think there were lots of ones that just, you're right, did not happen. It's tough for the seniors. So the way to support seniors, if you know any kids at Champaign Central, even if you don't, this is a one act. They just did it as one act. It's about somewhere between 70 and 75 minutes. It really is just a musical that allows people to shine. It kind of loosely tells a story of the intersecting of lives and some by coincidence, some by fate, and just it tells a lot of hard stories and a lot of beautiful stories. And it's going to be the link is on See You at the Show Facebook page now. It's not one of the things like Heartland is doing with their Five Hot Shorts,
uh-huh.
where you can go to Heartland Theater's Facebook page and ours as well, and you see the link to their YouTube. So they did it. It debuted, opened on May 23rd, but now it's just there on YouTube for probably forever.
Right.
That's not the way that Theory of Relativity is going to be. You have two chances, 7 p.m. tomorrow and 7 p.m. There's a small cost, but you know, you pay your one ticket and everybody in your household can watch.
Right. That's
so
a deal.
It still is a really good deal.
And before we have to go, I just want to tell everybody the Teen Spotlight, a summer theater workshop for BIPOC teen artists that we're doing through the Station Theater. You can apply today. We're inviting teens aged 13 to 17 who identify as Black, Indigenous, and people of color to join this free theater training program. It's going to be so much fun.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us on See You at the Show. Up next, Surfability Freakout with another entertaining hour of fun music and just general hilarious behavior.
Right here on WEFT.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. This has been the Weft Courier for Thursday. Join us for the Weft Courier every weekday for Democracy Now! At 4 p.m., followed by two additional programs.
Good evening.